45 present this morning. Today is August 25th, 2018, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 361. 361 will be Song of Invitation after Brother Robert's lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 475. 475. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Sing a few songs that our young people sing at camp as well as in Vacation Bible School here. And we have plenty of them with us today. We're glad you're with us. You remember that we often sing this song at camp as well. 185 is in the songbook, and we have it here available for us. He is my everything, He is my all. And sing it with me. And adults, join in to sing 185. He is my everything, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, made everything new. He is my everything, now how about you? Some folks may ask me, some folks may say, who is this Jesus you talk about day by day? He is my Savior, He set me free. Now listen while I tell you what He means to me. He is my everything, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, made everything new. He is my everything, now how about you? He'll be your everything, He'll be your all. He'll be your everything, both great and small. He gave His life for you, made everything new. He'll be your everything, as He is mine too. Is He your Savior this very day? Is He the person you talk about day by day? Yes, He will save you. He'll set you free. So obey His commandments. Sing along with me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is our everything, both great and small. He gave His life for us, made everything new. He is our everything. Now how about you? It's a good song to sing and to remind us to our young people anytime and to our adults always, for sure. Good to be with y'all today. Good to have those who visited with us. Good to have some return today from other activities going on. And everything to be a part of the service with us this morning. We're in a study in regard to textual studies. And I'm using our Bible, the Bible that's right there in front of you, if you don't have your own personal copy in the house there this morning with you. Turn with me to the book of Romans. And we'll begin in chapter 1 of the book of Romans, but we'll go through the whole book of Romans this morning in the next 20 minutes of time. All wet. Romans chapter 1. Good to be with you. And to say the least, we're glad that we're part of these studies because we can have them recorded on our internet site. The internet site is available to you any time of the day or night. You can listen to part of it and go eat a meal and come back and listen to the rest of it or whatever. It's a way that with our website that you can listen to part, stop anytime and listen to it and later on or complete it, whatever, and do it that way. And our brethren down in Belize tell us they love the singing that we enjoy together, and they get to oftentimes hear a new song that they hear, and they're glad to do that. They're down in Central America, and they have to walk from yesterday all the way down the mountainside to get to the place where they get to the website for them, the Wi-Fi system, so that they can come to the Crockett Church of Christ, and we're glad that they're with us even today. Now, this may be next Sunday that they're able to hear this morning with us, but we'll have it on the air by this afternoon, by middle of the afternoon, Lord with it. In the book of Romans chapter 1, we see about God's great covenant with mankind. And we want to talk about that covenant with mankind today. In Romans chapter 1 at verse 5, he speaks of Jesus Christ and he says, "By whom we also have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ." Obviously, the idea of being a servant of the Lord and confessing him is an important matter. And in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, Jesus said, "If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father who is in heaven." In Luke chapter 12 and verse 8, Jesus says, according to Luke's account, "If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the angels in heaven." It is the case that in the heavenly realm, they're all recognizing when you and I open up to confess our faith in Christ Jesus. And thus he says here, "Be obedient to the faith, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name." It's important to be people who find this great idea, obedience to the faith. Faith is a part of being obedient to the Lord. It is not just a single act on his own. There are those who preach, if you believe, if you have that in your mind, in your heart, then that's all that's necessary before God. And yet the scripture here plainly notes to you and me several things that we need to do in addition to believing, because we believe, we confess him. Turn with me now to the book of Romans chapter 10, and let's read verses 9 and 10. Romans 10, beginning at verse 9. "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Unto, that's a word there that means something special. It is something of which we're approaching. We're approaching that righteousness when we believe it. We're approaching that righteousness when we confess. But in Romans chapter 6, we read where when they were baptized into Christ, they were baptized into that righteousness. And into means to come in, come across the threshold, go into the building, be in part of his life. Let's go back to Romans chapter 6 and read as you will, please, there beginning at verse 1. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, we have been blessed of the grace of God. They were blessed of the grace of God, and they had done something about that. They had been obedient to the Lord, and they were now added by the Lord to Himself and to the righteousness that's in Him. Listen to what's said there, verse 2. Romans 6, verse 2. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Notice the difference between unto salvation and into Christ and into His death. Into, coming into, being a part of that relationship with Him. He goes on to say in verse 4, therefore we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. But he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death holds no more dominion over Him. For in Him he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us not sin. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Now that's what we want to come to. We want to come to that righteous way of conduct of life. And he says that when they were baptized into Christ, they found themselves obedient to the Lord, baptized into His death, and as a result, they became victors over sin. And that sin would not be something that they want to continue to do on a day-to-day basis, and a week-to-week basis, and an hour-to-hour basis. Neither yield yourselves, he says in verse 13 of Romans 6, neither yield yourselves, your members, as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, that as those that were alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We want to do that which is right before God. And as we do that which is right, he says, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. We find ourselves under God's grace, being able to come into Christ, where the righteousness of God is found, where we're serving righteously the conduct of right doing and right worship and right practice of work of the Lord. And that's a wonderful way to go. Notice in verses 15 through 18 what he says further in Romans 6. What then shall we sin that because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Obedience unto righteousness. What did he tell them in Romans 1 at verse 5? To be obedient to the faith among all nations for His name. Be obedient to the faith. This is the message of the faith. It's the doctrine and teaching of the Lord that we're to practice as we go forth in our daily walk of life. He continues on and says this in verse 17 of Romans 6. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of what? Righteousness. When we were baptized into Christ, and that's the only form in this whole chapter 6 of the book of Romans, the form of doctrine delivered you. What was the form of doctrine delivered you? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we're buried with Him by baptism into His death. That as Christ was raised up by the glory of the Father, so we are raised to walk in newness of life. When did that new way of life, that way of righteously serving the Lord, begin? It began with us when we had a faith in the Lord
that moved us to being baptized into Christ, and we were raised to walk a new way of life. As we walk that new way of life, we have a great hope for the soul that we have, and we want to share it with others round about us. If you'll go with me now to Romans chapter 11 and notice what he says regarding the place that of his work as he was in Christ Jesus. He says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not that the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, The Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and dig down thy altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Thus, there was one who was faithfully serving God. He was troubled and disturbed by the fact that there were people who were not serving God. He was thinking about not serving the Lord himself. In a way, the Lord said to him, wait just a minute. There are 7,000 others you have not considered that have not bowed their knee to the image and idolatries, Baal. You need to be a person who follows the way of the Lord. He goes on and continues in Romans 12, verse 1, and says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. What do we do as we live in life? We're to be people who come by faith in the Lord to be obedient to that faith. Romans 1 and 5. How were they obedient to that faith? When they were baptized into Christ, they began that new walk of life. Now then, he says, I need to go to others and teach others. And as a result of teaching others, we'll all be following the right ways of the Lord. And he says there in verse 12, chapter 12 and verse 1, by the mercies of God I beseech you, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Sacrifice is something that's put to death in favor of God. But my body, I'm willing to put to death things that will tempt me and try me in order to be pleasing to God. He says there, your living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. That's the way to think. Be don't conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I begin to think about the things of God when I think about what I'm fixing to say, what I'm fixing to do, how I'm fixing to misbehave. As a result of that, I think about God. I think about His righteous way. I think about His forgiveness that He offers to me if I will seek to have His forgiveness for what I'm thinking, much less what I'm doing. I have a new walk of life in my way. And I can enjoy that relationship to the Lord. What a blessing it is. Look what is closing the book of Romans now in Romans chapter 16. And verse 26. In Romans 16 at 26 he says, But now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. He began this book in Romans 1 at 5 for the obedience of the faith. He closes the book of Romans in Romans 16 and 26, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. The book of Romans is really set with the ideals of various doctrinal teachings and ideals of their way of life. He tells them that my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bade them record they have a zeal for God. but not according to knowledge. They, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have gone about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. What are we reading here in the book of Romans when we talk about these kind of things in this way of life? He says there in Romans 10 verse 1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record. They have a zeal for God, but not being aware of what God's changes and righteous conduct is nowadays. They have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. So many in our radio broadcast and so many in our television ministries these days are content to say, just believe in the Lord. They're content to tell others, put your faith in the Lord and tell others He is my personal Savior now. When in fact, as we read through this book of Romans, we find out that He's not yet the personal Savior until we have a willingness to obey the faith. Romans 1:5, Romans 16 at 26, for the obedience of the faith. That's the message to you and me today, to be obedient to the faith. That's why we do Bible lectureships here. That's why we do gospel meetings here. That's why we do vacation Bible schools here. That's why we teach all the time, opportunities. Try to space out the time so that we don't just absolutely have every week involved with something, but we find ourselves every week involved with others. And as a result of that, we can be a good example to others, living out the righteousness of God. We too can be like Paul says about the brethren there at Rome in Romans 6 and 18. But God be thanked that whereas you were the servants of sin, you were enslaved to sin, you became the servants of righteousness. As a result of being enslaved to righteousness now, you are doing that the will of God, and as a result, you have a great influence upon others. And they'll ask of you, why do you do it this way? And instead of saying, well, my grandfather did it this way, my father did it this way, I did it this way, I've done it this way forever, and take credit for self, why not say, I looked up. This is the way God's Word teaches me to live. This is the way His message teaches me to obey. This is the way that I would talk. This is the way I would live. This is the way I would practice daily walk of life. Because I will be obedient to faith. That's the way to live. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, think about your relationship to the Lord and the way of life that you have. And be a person who responds to that way of the Lord in such a way that today you'll choose to be immersed into Christ as He has said, or you will be a person who comes back to the Lord as Simon did in Acts 8 at verse 22 in repentance and prayer. He found himself anew when his heart was not right with God. And as a result, he became once again obedient to faith. That's the way to do it. Thank you for your study with us today. God bless you as we stand together and sing this song.
There's a great day coming.
A great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left, are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready for the by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom depart, I know ye not, for the great before that day to come. Are we ready?
These lessons are available on our internet site. Our internet site's available on the back side of each one of the calendars that's out there in the foyer table, or each one of the bulletins that you have in your hand today as well. Thank you for being with us. Look forward to seeing you this evening at 6. God bless.
His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord in.